This is one of the largest collections of battle flags in the nation, numbering nearly 1,000 flags. The collection began during the Civil War, when New York State started collecting the battle flags of its regiments. The flags came from Gettysburg, from Antietam, and from the hundreds of other fields and farms and creek beds that saw the battles of the Civil War.
These standards are returned, battle-scarred, hallowed by the blood of your patriot sons, a precious treasure, a priceless legacy. For they shall tell your children's children of manhood and patriotism rising in their might to sustain the right. These are glorious insignia of the highest devotion and sacrifice of man for country. Major General Daniel Butterfield, July 4, 1865.
Later, others were added to the collection, and it now contains flags from the War of 1812, World Wars I and II, through more recent wars and conflicts in Asia and in the Middle East. There are also flags that were used by Theodore Roosevelt's Rough Riders in the Spanish-American War. The collection is being carefully conserved, and some of the flags are exhibited in the restored flag exhibit on the second floor. We hope that you have enjoyed your tour of the New York State Capitol. It is a unique public building which has changed and evolved through the years, but which stands always as a monument to New York State's incredible history and diversity.
I think that's one of the really rich points about why so many people come to the Capitol and walk away with a sense of wonder, and that is, it's like a person. You have a plan for what you want to do with your life, and real life intercedes, and your plans have to change. The building is so rich because it isn't static. It's so rich. Its history is so diverse.
Thank you for visiting the New York State Capitol. Please return your equipment to the Plaza Visitor Center, where the staff will be happy to answer any further questions you might have.